Welcome to the Science Behind the Bible podcast, where we dive into the science behind the Bible to prove how science and the Bible go hand in hand. Can God be seen? A common argument I see among atheists is, how could a God exist if no one's ever physically seen him? But not being able to see God does not disprove his existence. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, that no one has ever seen God. It also says so in John chapter 1, verse 18. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. The truth is, no one has physically seen God the Father. I haven't, and I still choose to believe. Because having faith God exists is not synonymous with seeing. I can't see wind, but I believe in it. A similar situation of doubting God and the need to see in order to believe happened with one of Jesus' disciples, Thomas. Some even call him Doubting Thomas. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hand the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand onto his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." John chapter 20, verse 24 to 29. According to the Life Application Bible notes, some people think they would believe in Jesus if they could see a definite sign or miracle. But Jesus says we are blessed if we can believe without seeing. We have all the proof we need in the words of the Bible and the testimony of believers. A physical appearance would not make Jesus any more real to us than he is now. If you found today's episode interesting, please feel free to share it with a friend. Have a blessed day.